Live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And I've said Gooper Gooper, but now I'm going to say Tuka Tukas. You're listening to Dizorro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Zombie from the new album from Tuka Tukas, who are, of course, from Ile de la Réunion, Tony.
Ah, okay, yes.
Reunion Island posse. Reunion Island massive. The furthest away département of France in the world. The furthest away place from Europe that you can use the euro. And a place that one day I want to visit so very, very badly. I just have to save some money up. What is Tuka Tukas' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Tukas Tukas.
Oh, you're adding a Tukas on, are you?
Yeah.
Facebook.com/Tuka Tukas-20497412284603. And why is that, Tony?
That's a default URL,
haven't they? Well, URL. It's really easy to do, Tuka Tukas. Maybe you can explain to them how, Tony.
It's in the page settings for Facebook. It's literally as simple as that. Just go edit the page and you can just type it straight in.
Right. So all you have to do, Tuka Tukas, is go into your page settings and edit the page so that you have a far catchier Facebook thingamabob. That's right?
Yep.
Great new album, by the way. I've only been sent two tracks so far, but I really, really like them. And I do recommend that you check out the music of Ile de la Réunion. A lot of fantastic bands there, including an anarcho-punk band fronted by a girl from Mansfield, Tony.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
okay.
Right. And hello, first of all, to Manu from Tuka Tukas, but also hello to Penny Wildsmith, and also hello to Mothra Slapping Orchestra, who sent me their last CD and we absolutely loved it.
Brilliant.
Brilliant. If I have got any additional material, Tony, I haven't had the chance to look for it. So I can't do a joke or a poem this week. I'm really sorry if you've sent me something. I always look for it in the last hour of the show, of course. And in the last hour before we started recording this show, I suddenly got very, very busy with some other things, some real life, and I'm amazed I'm here now, quite frankly. So I will sort it out for next week. If you've got a joke for me, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, title your email Comedy Suburbs. If you've got a poem, do the same thing, but title it Poetry Corner. Right, if it's all right, Tom, we're going to crack on. Oh, just before we do, thank you very much for all your hard work last week in getting the five show together. I know it was a nightmare for you.
Oh, it was an absolute nightmare.
Maybe you'd like to talk us through the process.
I listened to it about 3 or 4 times. I think, because I initially edit the show and then I put it together in sections, and it was about 1 hour 5. So I had to, as well as taking out 10 minutes of talk, I had to put in sound bites. It was a nightmare, but yeah. I listened to it about 4 or 5 times, I think, over an afternoon.
Well, I listened to it, Tony, and it was worth your efforts.
Good.
Good. It was absolutely brilliant. I really enjoyed it, mate. Really enjoyed it. And because there were bits I'd completely forgotten about, each time they happened with another little sound for it, I just started laughing. And I thought the music was great as well. Right. Here's a band that's going to introduce our next section very well, Tony. A band we haven't played before, from Auckland, New Zealand, called Marnie Mayhem.
Right.
Marnie Mayhem. One of the things I like about the New Zealand music scene, the Australian music scene is very much sort of pub rock, if you like. It's very much sort of AC/DC end of it. It's very much balls to the floor, let's go for it, no messing about. But then you get to New Zealand and it all goes, mate, I hate to say it right now, but it's got a huge amount of mild quirkiness.
Right?
That's the only time I'll say it this week, I think.
Okay.
Right, but it's just fantastic. They're a bunch of weirdos, these Kiwis, quite frankly. And Marnie Mayhem are no exception. I picked up 4 tracks of theirs from musicsubmit.com, and I've picked this one out quite simply because it's going to go really well with the next section, which of course will be obvious when you've heard it. What is Marnie Mayhem's website?
MarnieMayhem.com?
It is, and Marnie is M-A-R-N-E-E Mayhem.com. Paulie B. Internet 1, Tony 1, this is Facebook.
Hey, yeah, hey, yeah, do you read what I say? Do you read what I say? Hey, yeah, hey, yeah, have you been on my page? Have you been on my page? 1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Live for the now, the future can wait. Yesterday's gone, we live for today. Live for the now, there's so much to say. Live in the life of the Facebook page.
Facebook, Facebook.
Everything is Facebook. Mindless, Twitter, Facebook, Twitter.
Everything's out everywhere, what you say. Cause once it's been read, it can't be changed.
One moment to spite when you weren't feeling right. Maybe you pissed your period, miss. You make a mistake, you rob it, you make. Now it's too late.
It's on your Facebook.
We live for the now, the future can wait. Yesterday's gone, we live for today. Live for the now, there's so much to say. We live for the now, for the Facebook page.
Facebook,
Facebook, everything is Facebook. Hits me, like me, it hurts, bite me. Not a good thing, but to make my day.
Cause we only exist on our Facebook page in the cyberspace of this modern age.
We are what we say. We live on a screen by creating a scene. We are what we write, that's what's in our heart. We make it seem real, soon how we feel.
We live for the now, the future's away. Yesterday's gone, we live for today. We live for the now, there's so much to say. We live for your life for your Facebook page.
Facebook, Facebook,
everything is Facebook friendly, chatty.
Everyone's out everywhere, what you say?
Weirdos can access your Facebook page. You want to be friends who I even know you. Would I ever meet you or physically phone you? Go for the numbers to beat all the others. Who are we fooling? We're acting like children.
Wait, look for the now, the future can wait. Yes,
live for today. We live for the now, there's so much to say. We're living a life for a Facebook page.
Facebook, Facebook, everything is Facebook. Quickly, I'm down with the 50. Send me some selfies and I'll be the same.
We can be anybody. Anybody.
We live for the now, the future can wait. Yesterday's gone, we live for today. We live for the now, there's so much to say. We live in our life for the Facebook page.
Facebook, Facebook, everything is Facebook. World domination by Mark Zuckerberg.
Alone in your room, just you and your screen. Your Facebook may be your only friend. In the end, in the end, in the end, the end.
You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That is nuts. That song is completely nuts, but it does fit in very well with what we've got right now. Because, Tony, I think you have some Facebook comments for us, don't you?
I do.
That means it must be time. No, I don't say it like that, do I? Oh, blimey, what am I going to say this time? Right then, in that case, it's time to whittle away the fittings of that horse sauna.
Facebook. Tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
Right.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
I'll never tire of that. Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
I don't know if there is such a thing as a horse sauna. But I should really have these things planned up front.
Ah, well. Busy. Busy times.
Yeah. So, you got some Facebook?
I do. Thanks for Facebook comments. If you are on Facebook, please to leave a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave a comment. Do get in touch. Comments like, great editing last week. Well done, Tony. Greatly appreciated.
They would very much.
They would be. Tim has been in touch. And this is before last week's show, where he says, happy 555 on the 5th of the 5th show. And seeing as it's 555555, here's that song from a local band called Jazz Canteen. 55555 is also the number
five,
of shows
five.
You could reach in the mere 1,057 years if you keep going. So yeah, he did post a YouTube link, and in response to last week's show, first word this brings to mind, bonkers. This is again from Timo. Thanks for the surely great job in the beds and editing, Tony. That's alright.
There you go. Look, there's someone saying thanks.
Timo likes it, but he did point out that the 5th of June 2018 will be show 664. So everyone's what we can do for that.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
What's that?
Why is that important?
Well, I guess it's 6 of the 6th, isn't it? 5th of June is, well, it's close to 6 of the 6th. And show 664 is very close to 666.
Yes, it is, but it's 664.
Yeah, it's not exactly right, is it?
No. We just got lucky with this one. We can't go planning ahead on the off chance that we'll get to show 888 or something.
No.
It's like, we need coincidence for anything to work on this.
We do.
So, don't we?
Unless we catch up two extra shows over the next 2 years, but that's not going to happen.
Well, we could do that, I suppose.
We
that would be one way of sorting out for the future.
Would be, but let's not. Who knows? We'll see in two years. And Nez Corey just says, "May the 5th be with you." Thank you very much.
Indeed, yeah. I did wonder whether anyone would bring anything like that up, but thank you, Nez.
Yeah, that is it.
Well, in that case, then. It's time to very gently reassemble that horse sauna.
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
Excellent.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
I got distracted then because I'm trying to get the website for a band in two bands' time because I'm behind myself.
Right.
Behind myself, Tony. We're going to play two songs in a row now.
Okay.
Stay tuned for John Kaczynowski or John Kaczynowski. We've never got it. It's Kaczynowski, isn't it? John Kaczynski, all the way from Michigan. We will be talking to him, talking about him very shortly. Sorry. First up, a band called Devilskin, and Tony, another band from New Zealand.
All right.
This time from Hamilton, New Zealand. We've got for the first three bands this week, we have gone to the other side of the world, my friend.
Blimey.
It'll all change.
Yeah, of course.
Down to. And this band, after saying that every single Kiwi band are really sort of quirky and all that, see, I didn't say Tony, and all that sort of thing. This band are a little bit, I don't mean straightforward, but oh, you'll see what I mean. They rock, Tony, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
What we need to know is, what is Devilskin's website?
Devilskin.com.
Devilskin.co.nz. Poorly B or NZ if you're in the wrong part of the world. Poorly B inset 2, Tony 1, Never See the Light.
I don't know what to do, where to go, or what to do.
Listen to Rich Morton's Sound Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was John Kaczynski and a track called Get Out of My Head.
Oh.
He's all the way from Michigan.
Excellent.
And a place that I'm relatively familiar with, Michigan, Tony.
You have been there quite a bit.
I have been there on several occasions, yeah.
Hmm.
Not as often as John.
No, of course not.
And, yeah, he's been bringing out a few new bits and bobs at present, so thanks for sending them through, mate. What is John Kaczynski's Reverb Nation page?
ReverbNation.com/John Kaczynski?
It is, and that's JohnKaczynowski. Paul against that two, Tony two. Good work, my friend, so far.
Excellent.
Did you do anything last week?
That's mostly editing Punky Radio, pretty much.
I imagine that did take quite a while.
Yeah. Yeah, not as long as it could have done, actually. But no, apart from that, no. No, I went to Newark on Sunday.
Newark?
When we doing that again?
As we know, what's it an anagram of?
Wanker.
There you go.
Or re-wank.
So yes. That hasn't occurred to me before, but yeah. You're so binary.
Thank you. Way too much Scrabble.
Right, was that it?
That was it, yeah, pretty much. What have you been up to?
I can't believe you'd get away with that in Scrabble.
Or re-wank?
Yeah.
No,
Tony, you've been so rude this week. Right, well, I went to Oslo.
Okay.
Yeah, it was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. I had two great shows, actually, one in Hitchin, one in Oslo, both featuring Jeremy O'Donnell, who was again ridiculous in Oslo by drinking 60% vodka that he bought at duty free and then demanding that he went out dancing afterwards. What we did after the gig, and hello to Craig Murray, who was very entertaining as well. I'm going to tell you a little story about me and Craig after this, but we went to one of my favourite bars in Oslo, which is called Rock Inn.
Hmm.
Good old-fashioned metal bar. It's got a pool table, and we got down there, and Jeremy is quite a mean pool player, and he wanted a game of pool, but there were loads of people lined up to play. So he basically went up and challenged everyone to a game for money. And they looked at this drunk 6'5" English bloke and basically queued up to play him. What followed was a nerve-wracking 12 minutes while me and Craig sat down with our hands shaking on our beers as Jeremy took on the best pool player in the place and beat him.
Wow.
Drunk as he was, he beat him and they were not happy. They were not happy. Me and Craig are finishing our beers, and Jeremy looks around and says, double or quits. Drunk, the guy goes, yeah. Fortunately, Jeremy lost the second game, and then we got out of there, so there was no arm done.
Right, okay.
But it was absolute pressure, having 30 or 40 Norwegian metalheads watching my mate playing pool. My mate, leathered, he can hardly focus, but playing out of his skin. Me and Craig just waiting to get the hell out of there and nothing happening quickly enough. It was like a film. Next day, far cuter, left it a bit late to go out and show Craig Murray around Oslo, so we settled on doing very little, but climbed the Opera House, because you can walk up the top of the Opera House, and then we did something, Tony, that I'm rather ashamed to say I've always wanted to do. We went and had a whale sandwich.
Oh.
There's only two places in the world that brutally kill whales on a regular basis, and they are Japan and Norway. You don't have to like it. I'm not happy about it. I'm not happy about the fact that we shouldn't be butchering whales. I see nothing right about it at all, and do feel once again the need to justify my actions. But if I walk in a restaurant, it's on the menu, I'm going to try it.
Wow.
So I had a pinky whale steak sandwich.
Was it fatty?
See, everyone says that. I don't know why people say that. Because
it's a blubber, isn't it? It's his assumption. Yeah,
but the thing is, they're killing the whales for the blubber. So they're getting rid of every single ounce of fat. It's possibly the leanest meat I've ever had.
Okay.
Now, not necessarily the nicest, and it is the only time I will ever have it. All you animal rights activists out there.
Mm.
But yes, it was described on the menu as taking like a cross between... Well, what do you think it tastes like?
Chicken.
Chicken.
No, I don't know. What would it taste like? Monkfish?
Monkfish. It's a kind of a chickeny, monkfishy whale thing. No, the thing you have to remember, Tony, is that a whale is a mammal.
Right.
Not a fish.
Ah.
Basically, the cow of the sea.
Okay.
It looks like meat, it tastes like meat, it's meat. It's proper full-on red meat. I was very surprised at that. Very surprised. It's described as tasting like a cross between steak and liver with a tuna aftertaste.
Absolutely.
And I had it, and it is exactly that. But just to add to the confusion, because quite frankly, whales shouldn't be on the menu anywhere at any point ever, I agree with that. Even the Norwegians don't know how to eat it.
Okay.
Because what do you think it would come with? If you were having a whale steak sandwich, what accompaniments do you think you'd get with it?
Well, you've got to have a gherkin with it, haven't you?
Got to have the gherkin, yeah.
Maybe your mashed potato, peas, yeah. Bit of gravy.
Well, right, okay.
Chocolate bar.
Well, mate, adding the chocolate bar in helps a lot, because what this had was, because it's like, it's red meat in the sea. They don't know what to do. So what you get with it is, you get a pot of gravy, you get a pot of lingonberries, which are kind of like cranberry sauce. You get some onions on top of it. You get a side salad with cherry tomatoes, and you get a slice of orange.
See? Not far off.
Not far off. It's utterly random. I won't be having it again, but I did want to try it, so I knew.
Hmm.
And it's done. And as I say, I would never ask someone to go out and catch me a whale and barbecue it. But if it's already on the menu, I'm going to try it. And I tried it.
Okay.
Craig said he'd never have it again. He thought it was disgusting.
Right.
No pleasing some people. Yeah. So, anyway, that was that. I got drunk, almost got in a huge pool fight and had a whale.
Right.
A whale of a time. So. Yeah, we both knew that was coming when I said it, but I hadn't thought to say it. Anyway, that was that. Right. We're going to play a track now from the vaults, Tony. This is a track we haven't played for a very, very long time, but there is a more recent link. A band called The Exit Wounds, who were... Right, so the drummer from Demented Our Go, Ant Thomas, who's become my mate, when he left Demented Our Go, he got in this band. I don't know when he formed it, but it might have been his band, but he got in this band, The Exit Wounds. And I did actually see them. I saw them play at the Charlotte in Leicester. As one of the supporters for King Kurt when King Kurt reformed, and they were really, really good live. And they were just a three piece. They really, really went for it. Were they a three piece, maybe a four piece? But anyway, they then sent me, They then sent me a six track CD, which I think was the only thing they ever brought out. And we played at least two tracks off it, one of which is the one we're about to play. And I'd like to dedicate this track to the minke whale that was slaughtered for my pleasure. What is the Exit Wounds website?
Exitwoundsband.com?
It don't exist, mate. Well, it doesn't exist anymore because they weren't around for long. But when it did, it was the-exit-wounds.co.uk. Now, that could still be there. I haven't checked.
Oh, okay.
But when I typed in the Exit Wounds Psychobilly, nothing came up on Google. So you can have a look around for them. You might find some information somewhere. There's clearly a metal band called the Exit Wounds, but that's with only one E. These are the Exit Wounds with two E's.
Right, okay.
And hello to Aunt Thomas. I hope you're glad that we're playing this for you. And everyone, enjoy this. Paul of the Internet. I'm giving myself this wrong because I did find a website that doesn't exist and you got it wrong anyway. Probably the Internet. There's no more friendliness like last week.
Okay, fair enough.
Show 556 is brutal. Quite clearly. This is the Exit Wounds. Probably the Internet 3, Tony 2, Bad Day. Listening to Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Exit Wounds and Bad Day, and there's some good swearing in that as well. Tony, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's international gig guide.
But I don't know where.
Somewhere else. Yes. Thanks for your gigs. If you do have a gig that you'd like to read out, do email me tony@punkyradio.com. Who's playing? How much is it? Where are they playing? It's an international gig guide, so it doesn't have to be in the UK. We're not doing regular venues, unless it just so happens that we maybe regularly feature a venue, just in case they close down. So Sussex Saint's been in touch.
Help Saint.
Is his want. And he's got two gigs from the Green Store. Green Door Store.
Green Door Store. Now, was the one that we questioned?
I think this is the one that we, yes, questioned. I think it's the one near the railway in Brighton.
What, the one near the railway station in Brighton?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
So, there's a couple of gigs this week. Thursday night, The Nightingales and I Ludicrous.
I Ludicrous, that we played the other week?
Could be, yeah.
Well, it is.
Well, it is, then. There you go, then.
Because
then, yes.
Some gigs right now. So, if you'd like to hear an I Ludicrous track, go back a fortnight to show 554 when we did our C87 special.
Ah.
Good me, memory boy.
There you go. They're playing Thursday night, £8 in advance, £10 on the door.
Recommended.
And on Saturday, the Courtesans, who are a bit gothy. apparently. So that's £9 on Saturday night.
That's a cracking weekend, Tom.
Sounds good, doesn't it? It's the Green Door store. I think it's near the railway in Brighton. Railway station.
More than one railway. Right.
Oh.
I'm doing better now.
That and that. That's all I've got this week.
Well, in that case, that concludes
Tony's international gig guide. Green Door Store.
I'm in Brighton.
In Brighton.
Right. Okay, mate. Well, I have managed to catch up with myself a bit here. Next track, I've spelt wrong. I've spelt the band wrong, like in Egypt, which is why I couldn't find their website. I've now found their website. Band Mannequin Death Squad, Tony.
Okay.
Two tracks that we're playing in this bit. Stay tuned for Hell and Love. A band introduced to us by Tony from Manila PR this week. And guess what, Tony?
What's that?
From Australia.
Oh, okay.
And I'm just seeing where in Australia. Where am I going on here? I think they're from Melbourne. I think Mannequin Death Squad are from Melbourne, Australia. And they're a two-piece, Tony.
Nice.
We like a two-piece, don't we?
We do.
They're described as being somewhere between the Melvins and Taylor Swift. That should be enough to terrify anybody. But anyway, I think they're from Melbourne, Australia. My apologies to Mannequin Death Squad if they're not from Melbourne, Australia. But I think they are Australian, which means we've had a right topsy-turvy upside downy. Because the lead singer of the Exit Wounds was American.
All right.
So far, we've done Ile de la Réunion, New Zealand, America, American singer, now Australia. Blimey. You're telling me next we're playing someone Welsh? We will be.
Yeah.
Now, have I just asked you Mannequin Death Squad's website?
Nope.
Right, what's Mannequin Death Squad's website?
MannequinDeathSquad.com.
Oh no, I've lied. What's their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Mannequin Death Squad.
It is indeed. What's that, Tony 3, Paul of the Internet 3?
I think it is, yeah. Yes.
It is. Oh, this is a cracker. This is Sick.
Foamy.
He's a boy, he's a cabby boy, dressed in denim and corduroys, and we love him. He's a cabby boy. He's a boy, he's a cabby boy, dressed in denim and corduroys, and we love him. He's a Gabba Beat boy. It's a beat, it's a cool Gabba beat. The way it moves knocks me right off my feet. And when I'm with him, it makes me feel okay.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
It's a beat, it's a cool Gabba beat. The way it moves knocks me right off my feet. And when I'm with him, it makes me feel okay. You can't be a boy who loves the noise. You can't be a boy who loves the noise.
You can't be a boy who loves the noise.
You can't be a boy who loves the noise.
Who you gonna call
when your day goes bad?
Who you gonna call
when you're feeling sad?
Who you gonna call
when you're on your own?
It's not the
It's a beat, it's a cool Gabba beat. The way it moves knocks me right on my feet. And when I'm with him, it makes me feel okay.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
It's a beat, it's a cool Gabba beat. The way it moves knocks me right on my feet. And when I'm with him, it makes me feel okay. You can't be the boy who loves the noise. You can't be the boy who loves the noise. You can't be the boy who loves the noise. You can't be the boy who loves the noise.
You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Helen Love, who we played a few weeks ago, which was the... what was the song called? The first punk, the first Welsh girl in New York, is it?
Oh, it could be. Yeah,
rings a bell. Anyway, that was a track called You Can't Beat a Boy Who Loves the Ramones. And it's a right happy, smiley bit of pop punk, really. Great fun. Great album. Really, really good album. Helen Love headlined Primavera Festival last year, I think.
Oh, very nice.
A much bigger act than I realised. And absolutely brilliant. You can find out more about Helen Love, fortunately, by going to the website, which is...
HelenLovePunk.co.uk?
HelenLove.com. I thought I'd given you a great big clue there. That's off air, of course. Yeah, HelenLove.com. Paulie B and the Internet 4. Tony 3. Are you doing anything this week?
Got my weekly solo band practice tonight, in which I'll be trying to learn to sing.
Now, hang on. At your solo band practice last week, didn't you have someone else show up?
I did. I had a guest star last week. Steve from Alcohol turned up.
Steve from Alcohol, who still, it should be mentioned, Tony, I think, that your band Alcohol were unique in the world, bizarrely, in that no other band had called themselves Alcohol, had they?
No. We started in 95 and there wasn't any band called Alcohol. Maybe it was too obvious, I don't know. I think there is now. But we were certainly one of the first.
It was weird, wasn't it, that no one thought to call themselves Alcohol. I didn't like it being an obvious thing.
Yeah.
Well, how about that? So Steve showed up. How was it?
Steve showed up. Yeah, it was all right. We ran through all the Alcohol songs, and we were trying to do a final gig So we're both just, as well as me just trying to get back into things. So, yeah, it went all right. We still haven't got a drummer.
Well, I was going to say, because didn't your drummer move to America?
Our drummer moved to America, yeah, and he's not coming back. I don't think he'll be allowed back. No.
It's more likely.
Yeah, fuck him. So...
Blimey, Tom.
Yeah, so we need a...
I wasn't expecting that.
We need a drummer. We're on it. We've got a couple of options. So, yeah.
Well, Carl,
so,
do it.
I haven't asked him, actually. I mean, I did ask him a couple of years ago, and he was in another band, but I could ask him.
Yeah.
He'd be great at it. He'd be perfect for it, actually. But, you know.
He'd do it easy, and he wouldn't have that stupid double pedal either.
Exactly.
That Corey was obsessed with. It's made everything sound ridiculous. Yeah, sorry, Tony, but I did prefer you without the double pedal.
Okay. Well, that's all right. But yeah, so we'll see how it goes. But for now, it's going to be me on my own. But, you know, people do have an open invite, you know, to come and jam with me, so that, you know, might see Kev.
Be careful what you wish for. You might get Marv.
Oh, God, yeah. He'd be more than welcome.
Of course you would, Marv.
Get him out to Rewank.
Why don't you get over? What was Steve's nickname? Not Steve, I mean...
Uncle Weto.
Uncle Weto. Can't you get Uncle Weto to play tambourine or something?
Mate probably would do. Of course he would. But yeah, so we'll do that tonight. Apart from that, then, which else going on, really?
I've only got one gig this week. Friday night, I'm at South Hill Park in Bracknell, which is one of my favourite gigs ever. It's one of a lot of stand-up comics' favourite gigs ever. It's one of the old school ones, one of the ones been running for absolutely years, and I will be comparing it. I know not the bill.
Right.
But if you are in the Bracknell area, maybe I'll see you on Friday, although they do normally sell out in advance. So by the time you hear this, you might not be able to get a ticket. I'm saying that like it's an amazing thing. It only holds about 100 people maximum. So, and they do advance tickets all year round, so it does often sell out in advance. But normally when I'm on, it doesn't.
Okay.
I can't think why. But anyway, that's all I'm doing. So, well, Tom, aren't we boring this week?
Well...
No, we're not boring. It's rock and roll, kind of, isn't it?
Yeah,
you're going for it by yourself, and I'm gonna do a 270 mile round trip to play to nobody.
There you go.
But lucky us.
That's all right.
Yeah, it's all right. Hey, I'll tell you what, it's all right, Tony.
What's that?
Centurion Sect.
Lovely.
Here's an absolutely mad song. Now you might notice that I didn't really mention the Marnie Mayhem song Facebook much after we did the Facebook. Actually, when I heard it, I was reminded of our Facebook song.
Okay.
But anyway, but I thought. That's nuts. I need something corresponding nuts. If that's song two, I need something corresponding nuts for song eight. Centurion Sect came through in the nick of time saying, look, we've got this new song. We don't know whether you like it. It's called I Am a Drone. Of course I like it. Centurion Sect. Is it ridiculous? Yes.
Brilliant.
What is Centurion Sect's website?
CenturionSect.com?
Is it? I don't know. I haven't found out. What I'm going to do now, I'm actually going to look for it on my phone so as not to mess up my laptop because I've been having laptop issues. Look at me, I'm doing Centurion Sect Band. I'm just going to tell you. All right, what's their Facebook page? Let's do it that way, Tom.
Facebook.com/Centurion Sect.
It is indeed. Does that make it four?
I think it does. Yes, it does.
It's Tony Four. Point of view, isn't it, Four? I am a drone.
I'm a bird.
You're listening to the Dust of Phonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing a great job with the registry, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Centurion Sect and the incredibly bizarre and garagey I Am a Drone. Two things have happened in the last 30 seconds, Tony.
What's that?
I found out that the Witch Doctors, the last band we're playing this week, have been described by Ents24 as a fun, catchy and charged up garage rock, pop and punk band from South London. And also, I think I might just have sharted.
Oh dear, that's a shame.
I just did a rather bubbly passing.
Right.
Nothing smells, that's good news, isn't it?
I think that is a good news, yes.
That's good news, yeah, maybe it was just watery air, but I'm sorry, I'm not getting any younger, Tone. Next week I'll be in adult nappies.
Okay.
Mate, have you got a twat?
Yes.
Thank God for that.
So yes, so thanks. If you have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. In response to last week's missing twats of the for the 555 special.
Oh, Tony, I've just checked.
You're not sharted?
No, it's fine.
Excellent.
Thank heavens.
I will be calling this week's show the Watery Air Special, just so you know.
The thing is, I was so upset about it, I pissed myself. No, I haven't done that either.
So before we released last week's show, but after we've recorded it, Sussex Saints got in touch to say that he was compiling a list of the top five twats from the last 5 years.
Wow!
But he missed the deadline, so we're going to get it on this week.
But hey, he only missed the deadline because we had to record the show a couple of days early.
Yes, he would have made it if we were on schedule, but we needed extra time to edit.
Yes, you did.
Yes,
no, you did a great job, Tone.
Thank you very much.
I hope you get a lot of people congratulating you and thanking you about that, because it really, really was a really good effort.
Thank you. I think so.
I think it was your finest 55 minutes and 55 seconds on Punky Radio.
Yes. It was a tight show.
Yeah, it was great, man. Yeah. Sorry, anyway.
He says, hi, Tony. To keep your fifth theme going, here are my top five tracks in the last 5 years. At five, Americans, but particularly Donald Trump supporters. America, you're stupid, full of loud, illiterate, incredulous people. Mr. Trump has seemingly marched straight to the Republican nomination without offering anything like a platform or a plan, with a pretty limited vocabulary: wall, Mexicans, low energy, loser, Muslims, stupid, China, negotiate, deals, make America great again. We are all doomed.
Yeah, Tony, I do have to say, though, that rarely do I consider London to have a brilliant sense of humour, but shortly after Donald Trump has said he wants to ban all Muslims from America, not let Muslims in, wants nothing to do with Muslims, London elects a Muslim mayor. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. And well done to Sadiq Khan for keeping that idiot Zach Goldsmith out of it.
Oh, gosh,
yeah. That's so funny, Tony.
Yes.
That's so funny. At a time when we're constantly being told that there's a perceived Islamic threat everywhere we look, the capital city of the United Kingdom is now run by a Muslim. It's going to be brilliant.
Good luck to him as well.
Yeah. It might help sort a lot of things out, you know.
You could do.
Who knows?
Four, phone hackers. This episode of listening into the conversations of barely recognisable celebrities brought down the news of the world and temporarily put on hold News Corp's domination of the UK media and TV empires, but unfortunately failed to get the biggest twat, as Piers Morgan is still at large. Fair enough. Yeah, that was ridiculous. At three, 1970s paedophiles. Maybe Nottingham was different.
They're the gift that keeps on giving.
I know. Maybe Nottingham was different, but everyone knew who Joe the Mayor was in their local area.
They did.
We didn't expect most of the people who appeared on TV or radio in the 70s and 80s to be at it. Maybe Savile, Harris and Hall should have become a bunch of lawyers rather than fiddlers. Or twats of the highest order. Yeah, and I think we did twat them at the time, I think, as well.
They were super twatted. Well, they've all been super twatted. He's gone back and found them all, hasn't he?
Certainly have. Been twatted. At two, Kim Jong-un.
They've been twatted to the grave, actually.
Yes.
In some cases.
Kim Jong-un.
They've been twatted all the way to hell.
Yeah, a horse still alive, isn't he, Harris?
Not for long.
Fair enough.
I just need to find my cricket bat.
Arse justice. Watery air.
Mind you, I'm an Englishman with a cricket bat. I'd probably miss him.
Yeah, fair enough. So yeah, number two, Kim Jong-un. I guess we should all be thankful that despite the original indication...
Hold on. We were very careful when he was tried, weren't we?
Kim Jong-un?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have we tried him? We're too scared to be tried.
I don't want anything pointing at me from North Korea.
Right. I think we should all be thankful that despite the original indication when he became leader in 2011 that he was a puppet of the military, that so far North Korea has only tested nuclear weapons rather than launched them. It's comforting to know that they have said this week that they will only use nuclear weapons if their sovereignty is threatened. That's Boris's argument for getting out of the EU, isn't it? Nuke bustles then. Yeah, there you go.
Well, yeah, thanks, but thanks also, it says it's aimed at Brussels, but they haven't got a lot of money. It's probably powered by cabbages.
And a number one,
it'll take off and land two fields away, won't it?
Probably. And number one, the Conservative / Lib Dem coalition and majority Conservative government in the UK. The decision by Nick Clegg to go into coalition led to his party's virtual demolition in 2015 election deserves a royal twatting, as well as the United Kingdom that has been created by the rerun of the Thatcher era by this privileged bunch of twats. The numerous U-turns, the destroying of public services, the society dominated by privileged capital and large corporations. Arr. Still, Leicester City won the Premiership, so life is good.
There's a vague link here, Tony, to something, to a conversation I had with Craig Murray, who was the actor with me in Oslo, and is also the guy that features in the Plusnet Yorkshire internet ads, you spoon whittler.
Oh, okay.
Him, right. When he said, we were talking about Orkney, and he said, I've been to Orkney. I went, really, what's it like? He went, I was just amazed at just how empty it was. I went, that's why it will have one of only two Lib Dem seats in Scotland. The only two Lib Dem seats in Scotland are Orkney and Shetland. I think it's just because there's one bloke who voted and he's a Lib Dem.
Ah.
I can see no other reason.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's five. What do you want to try all five at once or five individually?
I think we should give it a twat, 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 twat.
Okay.
We'll do that, all right. I'll do it. You'll know when. Read it out. You'll know when.
So, out of five, Americans, but particularly Donald Trump supporters. At four, phone hackers. At three, 1970s paedophiles. At two, Kim Jong-un. At number one, the Lib Dem Conservative Coalition and the majority Conservative government in the UK.
Oh, 10, dress it up, 9, dress it up, 8, dress it up, 7, dress it up, 6, twat, 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 twat,
twat, twat. Fair enough,
he's a twat.
It's a good list.
Yeah, it's a fantastic list, thank you very much.
Thanks for 16. Right.
Yeah, thank you very much, Sussex Saint. Last band this week, Tone, a band, The Witch Doctors, who I've already mentioned, are from South London, and are, what did I call them? Or rather, what did Ents call them?
Garage pop punk or something?
I've got it here, haven't I? They are a fun, catchy, and charged up garage rock, pop, and punk band from South London. Yes, they are. They're brilliant, Tony.
Okay.
The Witch Doctors, absolutely brilliant. This is a track from their latest album. What I want to know is, what is The Witch... Now, oh God, I've done it again. What is The Witch Doctors' website?
The Witch Doctors.
No, we'll do Facebook. What's The Witch Doctors Facebook?
Facebook.com/ The Witch Doctors.
No, Facebook.com/ Witch Doctors and Witch Doctors. WITCHDOKTORS. Poorly being internet 5, Tony 4. This is 7 days and 7 nights.
Crashing down here. tonight. Break down the walls and open up the sky. Working 7 days and seven nights. I said, hey there, Mr. Sparky, I ain't afraid to die. Working 7 days and seven nights. I said, where's my mother? 'Cause I think he's gonna cry. Working 7 days and seven nights. I said, here's your retribution. No more time for alibis. No time for absolution. Gotta kick you in the eye. The switch. Oh my Lord, have mercy on my soul. Working 7 days and seven nights. Oh my Lord, have mercy on my soul. Working 7 days and seven nights. Working 7 days and seven nights. Working 7 days and seven nights.
That's about the size of it. I hope you've enjoyed the show this week. That was The Witch Doctor, 7 days and seven nights. I absolutely love that band, Tony. Maybe you could just mention the internet stations that carry the show.
Yeah, we are on Padunk, Padunk Radio, PODUNKRadio.com. We're on Radio Andra, which is Radio Andra, ANDRA.SE. And we're on TBFM. You can find them, TBFMonline.co.uk.
Thanks very much for listening. I hope to see one or two of you in Bracknell this Friday. That's about it. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poo.